How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We wander this existence seeking the truth, forbidden like Eve eating the fruit, knowledge they won't teach you in schools, hidden beneath, deeper than roots, buried in dirt, rise like a phoenix from under the earth, a spark from a flame is all that it takes, and dark days pass. Escape from the Matrix with Arcane Cast.
Love that.
I was debating on what to use, but the Batman voice sounded the best. I think it sticks to some of the kind of the theme and stuff that we're going for. So welcome everybody to a brand new show. For everybody listening on my end, this is going to be on its own RSS feed. This will be its own show with its own YouTube and its own Rumble. We're just going to start dipping our feet into the water of this show. And welcome. This is a new show that we're going to produce and do. Most likely will be once a month if everything pans out. It will be me, the Raptilian. And do you want to introduce yourself to the show?
Yeah, I'm Tiana, the Truth Seeker 01011. I don't know. I do a bunch of things, I guess. Like, we talk about conspiracies on my page, politics, and all sorts of things. So I figure, you know, politics is getting so annoying and like depressing that we might as well go into ancient knowledge, because the Matrix told us we need to look into ancient knowledge in order to escape the Matrix. So I'm here for it.
Yeah. And that was the whole idea of the show, because like, I think people like our banter and our chemistry. So we were like kind of talking, and we had an opportunity that fell kind of through. So we decided to do our own thing and just create our own show and have it more like based on a cult ancient knowledge and dive into some of the more fun aspects of searching for the truth rather than, yeah, everyone's just fighting over what master they want to rule over them. So everyone expect this to be once a month, and we're going to dive into some interesting topics that will be around an hour or so every time we get into stuff. Maybe for other things, we might do a little more of a deep dive. But might as well start with something interesting. Saturn worship. It's pretty weird, I gotta say.
It definitely is. The cult of Saturn, or, you know, actually, it's almost in every single religious, astrological, astro-theological, entity is involved with Saturn, which is really interesting.
It's crazy. And the more you look into it, the more it connects to everything. And we'll be doing, like, there is a lot to this. Like, this could be 3 hours, but we're just going to break it down and simplify for people that maybe don't know a lot of stuff about this. And even me, I was just kind of brushed. Like, I watched a bunch of videos and I've knew about this stuff before, but there is a lot to it. Like, you could probably dedicate a year realistically, like almost like every other day, looking into this stuff and connecting it to gematria and all these other things that these parasitic elites for some reason all connect to the same, all these religions, everyone's fighting over religion and who they want to rule over them. And it is a weird time to be alive. But there's more people awake than ever.
that is true. You know what? It's really interesting because all of this information has been out there for so long, but people have to be ready to receive the information in order to understand it fully. And I think this is like a really good time, because a huge awakening started in 2020, especially like after the whole like scandemic thing.
And it's funny because a lot of people, there was people that like did wake up and started to realize, you know, that the government really doesn't care about them and the people in power are only out for their own interest. But there is people that went kind of crazy and I think are still crazy in even in the freedom fighting community or the awake or the truther community, whatever you want to call it. There is definitely people that have went a little off the deep end.
Oh yeah. I call it psychosis. You know what I mean? Where they can't discern the information and like, it's an overwhelming feeling, you know, that people have been lied to their entire lives. And instead of keeping grounded, they just kind of get lost in the abyss of information. And then they don't know how to put it together. And so I think they lose their minds and then get psychosis.
I think it breaks people's brains. Like they're like, a lot of people that didn't realize how bad it was. And then they, all this information was coming out and then they like snaps their brain.
Oh yeah. And I think that's why they have to do like, I guess drops of information, even in movies, and they have to kind of sort of, I guess, groom us into the information because like when information becomes available to those that are asleep or have been asleep and then they just wake up out of like instantly, it's almost like coming out of a coma, right? Like sometimes they put patients back to sleep because it's overwhelming going from one reality to another reality. And so a lot of people kind of can't gauge themselves. So they have to be put back to sleep and then slowly
That's hilarious. Oh, the lizard people! And it's like, just like, his mouth, go to sleep.
Yeah, go to sleep. Go back to sleep, dude. Like, you're not ready for this awakening yet. You know
what I mean? That's crazy. So let's get into it. The Saturn cult is ingrained into nearly every aspect of our life. Yet, the true significance of Saturn can be found within secret societies and the deepest underpinnings of religion. Do you ever wonder, is it possible that our reality we experience has been hijacked by creator gods who keep us living in this subversive control and conformity? Who do we look for? Or what do we look forward to when it's the weekend, the weakening? It's funny because we just did, it won't be out yet, but we did an episode about on Strange Brew Podcast about like the wording, the slave code of the English language. And like when it's a work week because you're working to become weakened, and then it's the weekend because you've been weakened after working all week. It's interesting.
Interesting. I've actually gone down that rabbit hole and it's almost insane how many words have actual like secondary meanings that we use every single day in almost a ritualistic way.
I know. And my buddy, like the co-host of this show with me, he's very skeptical, right? And at the beginning, he's like, I don't know, man. And then near the end, he's like, maybe. He's like, maybe those are starting to make sense. And I was like, yeah, because he was saying one of them was control and how it's like they're conning you and trolling you and stuff. And I was like, that one's a little bit of a stretch. But ooh, maybe.
Okay. That one's interesting, though.
Yeah. Well, in con man is confidence in the con that they're doing, which is a lot of people don't know that. Even why does the word Saturn's day? Why do we exchange rings when we are married? Why is there so much Saturn symbolism in religion and in the corporate world? Saturn is named after the god Saturnus. It's not a coincidence that Saturn is called the Lord of the Rings. And you mentioned this on an episode 2 of Strange Brew about the Lord of the Rings. And there's one ring to rule them all.
Yeah, literally Lord of the Rings has so many secret things packed in there. If you can actually decode it, you would realize that they're telling you the actual history of ourselves and why we're here and what's going on in, I guess, the spiritual world of this whole battle between good and evil. Like, it's insane. Yeah. The movie's insane.
And we were even talking recently about when Aragorn summons like the spirits or whatever, the army of the ghosts or whatever, to help defeat battles. And like, it had to relate to this occult magic practices and necromancy and stuff. And it's weird.
It's pretty wild, eh?
Yeah. So you might not know, but the entire world has been worshiping Saturn for thousands of years. The cult has been stopped and has never been stopped, and its rites are still present in this day. Saturn, dubbed the Lord of the Rings, is the reason why we exchange rings at our wedding or put halos on the heads of godly people. Since ancient times, sages gazed at stars, admiring their heavenly glow and attributing them to godly powers based on the effects on humans. Before the Great Flood, Saturn was regarded by all mankind as a supreme god and ruler of kings. Occult researchers affirm that Saturn is ruled by the kingdom of Atlantis and become the divine ancestors of all earthly kings and the patriarchy. The cult has been perpetuated throughout numerous gods during antiquity. And there's so many, it's crazy. There's like Kronos, there's Saturn, there's Dionysus, Atlas, Hercules, all being connected to Saturn, even Jesus. And there's especially people within the religious community that don't want to admit that that's probably true.
That's one thing that I found as being a creator who talks about different religions and different spiritualities is a lot of people then get super mad when you kind of connect their religion to something else where just the names have changed. And then they like flip out. They're like, that can't be the case, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I'm like, well, if you read every single religious text, you'll realize that there's hidden messages that you have to decode in them. And if you just read between the lines, you'll realize the connections between them, just like you're showing right now. And I'm pretty sure, wasn't it Cronus, the one who gave up an eye for knowledge?
Yeah. And then it's just like, what's Thor's father's name?
I can't remember. I don't know if it was Cronus or Odin.
But there's there's connections to all this. Here, I'll bring this up if you want to read this for the audience.
Sure. The planet Saturn is known as the Dark Sun. Thus, the god Saturn is characterized as being cold, dark, and evil. In ancient Rome, he was the most evil of the gods. Today, millions of people honor Saturn. He is the Hindu Brahma, the Wiccan Pan, the Zen Buddha, the Masonic, I don't know how to pronounce that, go-to, and the Gnostic Demiurg. Ultimately, Saturn is Saturn, but in the antiquity, he was... defied Noah? Really? I didn't know that. He's symbolized by the Megan David, the Black Cube, Santa Claus, and Saturday.
Which is crazy. And we hope to do this the next episode will be kind of something relating to Santa Claus and Christmas because this goes really, really deep. And there's countries all over the world that connect with this Saturn worship, and even in Egyptian mythology, Isis is considered Saturn's eldest daughter. I am Isis, queen of the country. I was instructed by Mercury. No one can destroy the laws which I have established. I am the eldest daughter of Saturn, the most ancient of gods. And it's just interesting how it's, once you start to look into this stuff, especially like Zoroastrianism and how all of this stuff is definitely connected. And then people are, a lot of people are very caught up in their religious doctrine that they can't even see through what they're being blinded by and how this is all connects to probably all religions.
Every single one, even spirituality, if you look at it, Saturn does have like thousands of little rings, but the main rings they have, the main ring, I guess Saturn has are seven. And if you look at spirituality, you have seven chakras to you. Mm-hmm. So it relates to spirituality and New Age teaching as well, which is super interesting because not only does it connect antiquity and antiquity religions and things like that, but it also goes into like this whole New Age of chakras, and it's the sixth planet from the sun. So you have like the numerology there as well that would connect almost everything into, I guess, a bigger picture.
And we could at some point we could see it, though, according to all the hieroglyphs and some of the, if you look into the Egyptians and what they were worshiping, it seems like Saturn maybe like closer than the sun was. There's a lot of weird things. And then they symbolize this through all ancient culture. There's like this Saturn, which without the rings, it's really weird.
Really? Okay, I haven't heard that one yet. I'm gonna have to research that.
And then obviously, like there is some weird things to do with like why the cube within the top of Saturn and how they would have known that back in the day is very weird also. And like, could they see it? So the reason for ancient Babylonian mystery cults was that the cults were dedicated to the worship of Saturn, like the House of Judah, were dedicated to also worshiping the Tabernacle of Saturn. Judaism developed as a cult that began to worship Yahweh exclusively and gradually usurped competing religious cults. This is much how Jupiter betrayed his father, Saturn, or Cronus, as well as many fellow Olympians. There is many parallels between Yahweh and Jehovah and Saturn. And that's why you'll see the Jews wear the little black cube on their head. So just bizarre in general. I just think it's very weird because I question everything, especially religion. And I've never had like a devotion to any particular ideology because I feel like it can taint you. It can, you know what I mean? Like it can put you in a box and then you can't escape from that box. Speaking of cubes.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm like, what you just said there, it puts you in a box where you cannot get out. And if you look at the box in the sense of like, yeah, that's in Mecca. And then if you look at the box and where you kind of fit and you can't make it out of the box, we're talking about like the Matrix. So yeah. Saturn's energy is to keep you engaged within the earthly, I guess, reality, rather than seeing yourself as a soul in a human body who can escape that box. And then if you open the box, what do you get? You get the cross.
Yeah.
So
it is crazy. And it has to do with like it, some of the, you could say the reptilian aspects of things is they are obsessed with, essentially pleasure and the physical pleasures of this reality, hence why they try to keep so many people locked into it. And all of us fall victim to it. And it's the same thing with like the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn that we're showing right now, or with Aleister Crowley and the sex magic, and then the Masonic floors with all these black cubes on the floors. And then obviously the Jewish star of Remphan, which it actually is. Nowhere in the Bible or the Talmud is referenced as the Star of David. However, the Bible does reference this as the Star of Remphan, belonging to Moloch and Satan. And I do think that is the case, and that a lot of, especially Jewish people that are not in the know, don't really realize how much this connects to like actual like Satanism and the darker aspects of occult magic.
Well, I don't think a lot of people understand that like a lot of the religions all have the same connection, because you showed the Pope right there in last picture. Do you know what I mean? With the star as well. Yep. And I don't think people realize that all of the symbolism is everyone is kind of, I get, how should I say this? Worshipping the same God with different names, with different doctrines and different kind of explanations in the sense of the way. And I keep telling people, if we just combine all of that information, we could actually find a way out of the box or matrix, and people would actually realize what the truth is. And somehow everything has a connection back to Saturn and then back to ancient Egypt and all of the other antiquity religions and like the Hermetic orders, the secret societies, and it all has that same connection, which is Saturn, which is super interesting.
And it does seem like all these religious, we'll get into it, but like there's so many different gods throughout like all these different folklores that all connect to the exact same thing. It's this is this is this. It's all like, even though they're separate in the way people worship them, it's all the same thing, right? Like,
I don't think people realize that astrotheology is actually religion with different names, and trying to explain the movement of planets and so forth in ways of stories. So it's a metaphorical way of describing what is happening in the outer planets. That's one thing that a lot of people seem to miss, because I know I watched a documentary, and it's basically, you've got like the resurrection, the 3 days, Easter, you have the solstice, and everything is being kind of taught in a form of humans, I guess, in character form, not realizing that you're actually describing the movement of the planets and how the sun rises and moves around us, and the cyclical nature of things is basically put into personification of religions and other theologies.
Yeah, it seems to all connect. And that's why I'm like, I have my own beliefs and stuff like that. And the only things I celebrate, like, you know, I had a dude on that thinks that Trump is the Antichrist and he's very Christian. And he's like, don't worship or don't celebrate Halloween. It's evil. It's satanic. I'm like, the kids have nothing to look forward to. It is a way for them to dress up and like kind of just have fun. And yeah, parade us things that like, and just kind of have fun. And like, you can, you know, I don't think it's evil in the way. I think, sure, they probably do some evil sacrifice stuff. I think they do it all the time. But this is, I view it as something that's for kids, and to kind of like be able to play pretend and then try to enjoy this reality that is very dark. So to make light of that darkness, I think, is not a bad thing.
You know, what's really interesting is actually Halloween goes back to Irish traditions, where they said that this is the time of the year where the veil is the thinnest between this world and the other world. And the reason why people used to wear costumes, like scary costumes, is so that when that veil is the thinnest and the ghosts come into this reality, the ghosts will not know who is who. So it was a way of protection to wear a costume. So it's really weird how like one thing has started with something good and then turned into something completely different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that they use this, especially like Christians and Catholics, who Muslims, all of them do. They use these like things and be like, this is evil because of this, even though all their religions are based in pagan traditions and rituals and all that. And I, like, some of it, I'm sure, is bad and they did some horrible things, but I'm sure some of it was good and also just for seeking knowledge, right? So Saturn is, and probably the most important figure behind the development of the mystery Babylon. Interesting enough, Saturn was known as the god of the hidden councils, concealer of secrets, and a god of mysteries. In fact, the major subtitles of this god was the hidden one and the hidden god. Now that these mysterious god, why did he have to be hidden? Many esoteric researchers affirm that the name Israel is the combination of the ancient pagan deities Isis, Ra, and El. Israel. Pretty interesting, and you can kind of like see it here.
You know, what's really weird is the Catholic Church also has like the IHC, I think, or IHS symbol in all of their churches. And it means Isis, like Set. I can't remember what the other one is, but every single like religion almost has a connection to these gods who were in ancient Egypt, which is super interesting. And that's the dog. This is what I apologize.
That's fine.
Yeah. He literally is special.
My dog is the exact same way. I call him autistic, but
this one definitely is.
Let's get into this. The Greeks and the Romans are also worship Saturn as a cruel deity. Here is a brief summary of the mythology of Saturn in the Western world. With deposing of his father, Saturn became the ruler of the universe for untold ages, and he reigned with his sister Ops, who also became his wife. That's fun. He also was also prophesied that one day Saturn would lose power when one of his children would depose him. To prevent this from happening, each time Ops delivered a child, Saturn would immediately swallow it. When her sixth child, Jupiter, Zeus, was born, Ops, I don't know how you pronounce the name, it's O-P-S, had him spirited away to the island of Crete. She then wrapped a stone in swollen clothes. Her deception was complete when Saturn swallowed it, thinking it was a child. And when Jupiter was grown, he secured the job of cub-bearing to his father with the help of Gaia, his grandmother. Jupiter fed his father a potion that caused him to vomit up Jupiter's five siblings, Vesta, Creus, Juno, Pluto, and Neptune, all like Poseidon, Hades, like different names for all these different gods, right?
Exactly.
Fascinating stuff, man. Saturn has always had a negative, if not evil, significance in ancient times. It has been called the greater Malefic, which is opposed to Jupiter, the greatest, the greater benefic. Saturn is esoterically also associated with man's limitations, as we kind of mentioned, restrictions on death and decay. His Greek name was Kronos with a K, the ruler of time. And then there's Kronos with the CH also. Essentially, that inevitably that will die, right? And that's why we have some of these connections to time. Traditionally, it represents the Grim Reaper. And this is also the idea of like we see the god of Saturn with the sickle with which he slain his father. And then throughout history, Saturn often carries negative connotations, has been associated with concepts like death and decay. These associations eventually led to the concept with being connected to Satan, the embodiment of evil. Many believe that the word Satan is derived from Saturn due to the similar characteristics and symbolism. An important association between Saturn and Satan revolves around the color black. Both Saturn and the color black are commonly associated with evil and darkness, further reinforcing this connection. In ancient pagan religions, Saturn was also depicted as the Greek god Pan, a half-human, half-goat being. Pan is considered to be the ancestor of our modern depictions of Satan, and this association reinforces the link between Saturn and Satan. Pretty interesting. If that is true,
that's interesting, because Saturn is also the ruling planet for Capricorn and Aquarius. Mm. And right now we're going into the age of Aquarius, and it's
I think we're going into interesting times.
We are definitely going into interesting times. And what's also interesting is Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun. Mm-hmm. And so if you look if you look at the numerology, it's super interesting how many of, I guess, these like links between what Saturn has and what we're seeing today. And also, I think the alignment of certain planets will set off certain prophecies that are written in certain religious books, which a lot of people don't understand. And I kind of understand the whole like, do not look into the stars. And, you know, if you research things, comes from a basis of fear in religion, where they tell you, hey, you know, don't research this. Yeah. Don't research that. You know, just follow like the one path to where you're supposed to go to. Because if you do that, then you get trapped in this soul like trap planet, which everyone's calling a prison planet, so that you keep doing the same loop over and over again until something inside of you wakes up. But the more times you come back, the more you actually forget, because your memory gets wiped each time. And so that's why you have reincarnation, and you have like, you know, the whole 3 days of resurrection and things like that, which is super interesting as well, if you look at the Saturn and those connections.
Well, I feel like, yeah, people are definitely getting trapped in, and I, like I said, in that religious doctrine of it. I don't think the Bible is the end all be all of knowledge. And there's a lot of people that do and think that everything is referenced back to the Bible. And it's just a book that was written from ancient knowledge and text and then changed stories and whatever. And I've always thought that it is just stories that have been recycled throughout history. And they could have played out in some of the ways that they're describing, but I think it's about looking through it and understanding the symbology of all of these ancient texts and then connecting everything to try to find the truth. Because there is a lot of people within the truth or community that are Christians or Catholics or whatever, even Muslims to some extent. And they just believe that their thing is right and they have to follow that. And I'm like, no, I don't think you're correct, man.
I think it just comes out of fear, right? Because a lot of people are afraid of dying, which I find super interesting. You know what I mean? And so to them, it comforts them knowing that if they do certain things, there will be life after death. And I think that is the main deterrent for people with like who are super religious from going out and researching more things, because in their minds, they don't trust themselves. And they think, what if I get it wrong? And then, you know, the afterlife is all about suffering and they don't want that. And so most of the things that they say just comes out of fear of death and not knowing what the afterlife is. And if they only realize, if they opened up their knowledge and their sense of self to other information, they would realize that it's not actually as scary as they think, and that you can transition in a much better way without having to be completely indoctrinated into one story versus the other.
Yeah, 100%. And I think I'm going to go where I'm supposed to go. Like, I think that a lot of life is like predetermined, and I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to try to be the best version of myself possible. Sure, I think that there'll be consequences for some people, especially the people in power. But according to even the stuff that the Law of One teaches, is the idea that they will be cleansed at some point, that they'll go through like learning lessons to become a soul that... the ability to become good, because we all have good and evil in us. And I think that you could like maybe go on to a next life and have to reincarnate until you learn certain lessons. I think that's possible. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to know until we're dead. So the worship of Saturn and the symbolism can be found in various religions. For instance, obviously Islam's make a pilgrimage to the Kaaba. In Mecca, a black cube shaped building representing the rings of Saturn. And they all march around it. It's so weird, man. Like, I don't understand it. Like, and just marching around the cube, and it's connected to all the looking out, and like I'm sure millions of people on that. Oh, I can't remember what day it is, and they all march around it and counterclockwise, I think. And then that devotion and faith, they go kiss it. And I don't understand that. Like, it's same with the Western Wall, of having the Wailing Wall, having them kissing it, and everybody that thinks Trump is going to save them that's embarrassing.
Yeah, you know what's really also weird is, like, in the Mecca, like in that cube, there is something that everybody touches, but apparently only males are supposed to touch it, and it's a stone, and that stone apparently is super white and came from, I guess, I don't know, space, they're saying, landed in Mecca, and then they made the black cube on top of it, and no one can see inside.
See, that's weird. And this is why I think it connects to some of the more darker aspects of maybe the reptilian type thing or whatever. It is weird, right? Because they don't want depictions of Muhammad but Muhammad had an orange beard, man. So I'm like, was he a white guy or something? Because there's a lot of weird things that's maybe why they don't want him depicted, because there is actually a sect, like I would say more of a cult of Islam, and they all dye their beards orange because they want to look like Muhammad. And Muhammad depiction of him, supposedly he did have an orange beard and an orange hair, but at least I know they had an orange beard, which is weird.
You know what's interesting is there's certain regions like, I'm not really sure if it's around Kazakhstan or I can't remember now, but people actually have I guess the gene for red hair and lighter eyes.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if he's from that area. Like, they're still in the Middle East, but I really cannot remember right now. Yeah. Like, I'm drawing a blank. But there are actually people who have orange hair and lighter eyes, but they're not like considered like white. You know what I mean?
It's weird because Iran, where they get the name from, is Aryan, and I didn't know that. But that's weird.
Yeah, Iran is actually Aryan, and they're the first ones to actually have a university as well. And so that's what I found really interesting in World War II, where they're like, oh, Aryan means the white race. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. It means Iranian in ancient times, if you actually like go back. So either like little mustache dude was stupid when he was looking at this knowledge and completely like misinterpreted everything. And then that word got misinterpreted, just like the same symbol, you know, with the swastika was misinterpreted from Buddhism time. And now it's seen as an evil image. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, the way it started was not absolutely how it was used in World War II.
I'm gonna send you some. Jake Shields had you know who Ken O'Keefe is? He's an interesting dude. He's a dude that like he looks at history. He's an ex-Marine, but he looks at history in a different lens of what we were taught and how we were kind of there's a lot of things that are missing and people don't look into. But I'm going to send you an episode whenever you're bored. And Jake Shield was a fighter, and he's trying to expose a lot of the stuff that's going on with Israel and all that stuff. And he had Ken O'Keefe on, which is Ken O'Keefe is like a ex-Marine historian. He helped produce the documentary Europa, The Last Battle. So I want to say, out of curiosity, is to see what you think, because it's pretty interesting to see a different version and hear them just openly speak about some things that we're not allowed to talk about.
Interesting. Yeah. I'd love to see it. Send it to me.
Interesting. I sent it to everybody, cause I do find it pretty interesting. Some people like Ken O'Keefe. Some people like think I think he's a good guy, at least trying to show people a different version of what we've been told. So obviously you have, the Kaaba in Mecca, a black cube, and even in Judaism, the Telfinin, that's how you pronounce it, but the small black leather boxes worn on the forehead symbolizes Saturn's influence on time and mortality. And it's just fine. Then they do that worshiping of they put their bad karma into the chicken and then kill it. There's so many weird things that Jews do, I'm not going to lie. It's very weird. I don't understand.
It actually goes back to like the Kabbalah, but the Kabbalah with a K, which is like esoteric knowledge, which a lot of the New Age and Christian and I should say pagan, I guess, things come from. And it actually comes from the Kabbalah, the esoteric knowledge that is written within that, which is like actually ancient things well, goes back to ancient religions, doesn't actually translate into Judaism that we know today.
Yeah.
And then the Abrahamic religions kind of split up and treed out, I guess, branched out in their own directions. But everything kind of comes back to the esoteric knowledge that was passed down before we went from multiple gods to just one god, which started way, way back.
And I think that's everything got hijacked.
I don't understand. What?
Everything got hijacked, though, right? And I truly believe that all religions are going down the wrong path, in my opinion. Some are more righteous than others of what they're trying to achieve, but you guys all fighting each other is just not going to help the humanity in any way. And thinking that they're right. I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. Let's kill each other. Like, it's been happening for thousands of years. Are you guys going to keep doing it?
That's another thing that I ask people. I'm like, okay, so when God went to Babylon, right, and then like dissipated, put everybody in different corners of the earth, made us all learn different languages so that we couldn't understand each other and communicate with each other. Then we have a branching of all of these religions that want to dominate like the earth in the sense of, oh, we're like the only ones. The dog and all of that stuff, then literally that's where I think a lot of people need to realize, like, why would a god, you know, dissipate people so that we don't understand each other, so that we can't communicate with each other, and then also punish us, I guess, for not understanding each other.
That's not a god to me.
Coming and uniting, you know.
Yeah, that's not my god, and that's why I'm like, I've had talks with people, especially that Christian, like, oh, you aren't going to heaven because of this or that, and I'm like, I don't believe in your fairy tales. I'm sorry, but I don't believe that your knowledge is the end all be all. And I don't believe in that aspect of the fairy tale that you tell yourself is accurate just because you read one book or because you've been convinced of so. Right. Like, I think questioning everything is a good practice, because even
Even interesting, you said one book, but they've taken out so many different books in Christianity.
Yeah,
Book of Enoch, Book of John, the secret Book of John. Then you have a book that pretty much tries to state that God was a woman, and that from her as something split, and then the male part of her made Earth, which is why it's so male dominated in the sense of religions, because I never understood why, you know, God would make females, and as a female, and then just tell me that my entire purpose on this earth is to bow down to men and have children. Like, in my mind, like, that doesn't make sense. And I'm like, not trying to diss all men, but like, I work with dudes, you know what I mean? Like, all guys. And in my head, I'm like, I wouldn't even trust you to like babysit my dogs. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's where you see that there's a difference between femininity and masculinity, is that they're supposed to balance each other out, right? Men are not always the most intelligent in way they deal with their emotions or like anger and all that stuff. And females are kind of supposed to balance that out, right? And men are supposed to fight and protect. And I do believe that to some aspect. And I do think that in our society, the balance is not there anymore. There's places now, especially in politics, that are too feminized. You know, Trudeau Absolutely. Is technically like a woman. He just, his dick he stuck is. Between his leg, his legs. Even Pierre, all these politicians are very, especially the men, have become these weak little like nerd, like, you know, like everyone thinks someone's going to save them. Pierre's been writing essays since he was 22, but I'm going to be prime minister when I'm prime minister. And he's just some nerd that just has done really nothing to help the Canadian people. But then it talks to you and you're just like, oh yeah, sure. He's telling me what I want to hear, so I believe him. And Trump's the same thing. Even he said he's going to execute anybody that's an anti-Semite and shit like that. And I'm like, you people do not understand where you're going in the future if this guy does what he says he's going to do for Israel and stuff. So
you know what's really like interesting as well with like the whole female male balance thing is women have like that feminine intuition, right?
Yeah.
And then a lot of ancient and esoteric knowledge is telling you that you can gain knowledge through like hair and long hair, but yet every single religion, if you go back to orthodoxy of that religion, is telling women to cover their hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're saying it's because of sexuality. What dude looks at hair and he's like, oh yeah, there it is.
Something to grab hair on. I could fuck that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like what on earth is like happening? If you actually look at Native American and a lot of the Native and pagan rituals and like teachings and things like that, that makes a lot more sense than how they have perverted almost every religion to make it seem like, oh, women are less, men are more. And I'm wondering, why would you do that when women have that internal instinct of being able to tell who's good and who's bad and who
there is this, you guys have intuition, you know? And that's why I really am excited to produce this show, even if we can just do it once a month, is because we can have that balance, right? Because I'm active on becoming the best version, stronger. I'm going to the gym, reading more, trying to use psychedelics to like help my mental health. It's been a while. So, and I get fed into all the stuff, right? Like I do like some of the dudes from Dagalon and stuff of what they're trying to like, hey, we have to stand up for our country and stuff like that. And I see Canada being eroded, but there is the other side of how even my wife is, where she was like, she's...
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money at Menards. It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. Very compassionate, and she's seeing me lose my compassion for some of the things that are happening. And like, I see, like, there was a big yard sale not long ago, and then there's like a Muslim family that was there, and all the women, even the children, were like wearing burqas where you couldn't even see their eyes, and that shit disturbs me. It's weird. I don't like it, and people can call me a bigot or whatever, but because I don't understand it. And I've looked into Islam. I've actually read parts of the Quran when I was like 16, because a lot of the rappers I listened to were talking about it and stuff, and I just don't get it. And especially the thing of possessing women in that way, and you're just a child bearer and you need to cover yourself and you have no right to think or speak or even eat the food that you want. I have a problem with that.
Oh, I do as well. And if you actually look in Iran before the Iranian revolution, yes, Muslim women were not covered up. In Bosnia, like former Yugoslavia, we had Orthodox Christians, Muslims, you know what I mean, Catholics, and nobody, when I say nobody, covered up. Everybody went and drank alcohol. Do you know what I mean? Like women and men. Like it wasn't to that extent. And then something happened where
radical Islam,
radicalization, exactly. And that's where the whole burqa and the whole covering
that
thing came.
I think it's used by Israel. I think that Islam is the broom of Israel. I do believe that that is the case. That they're used to like destroy things and sweep things under the rug. And there's a possibility that they're the ones that have radicalized Islam and used it, because supposedly there was essentially people, the people that were in control and the British government and stuff like that, they're actually not colonizing these areas, but like influencing some of these areas like Iran and stuff, were actually pushing to progress them, quotations, into like a more progressive, where women and men can kind of get along and all that stuff. And then supposedly there was people like, no, we need to use them against each other, and we can use them to cover up some of our misdeeds, stuff that they were doing that was evil, and use them to kind of brush everything and focus it on an enemy. Look at these people. They're bad. They look different. They abuse women, and they used it against themselves.
See, I actually think a lot of people I know, I know you like to blame like Jewish people on a lot of things because like you get to a certain level where it seems
looks
like
weird.
That. But you got to look to see who is controlling Israel. And if you find that, you're going to find the England and the monarchy. Yeah. And then behind them, you're going to find the Vatican.
Oh, yeah. I truly believe that, too.
Yeah.
I find it really interesting
that a lot of people like point fingers. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's all Israel. It's all this. If it's out in the open, it is not them. There's got to be three more steps behind.
Oh, for sure.
Like, people who are actually, because it, okay, if you look at the Committee of 300, you won't just see like one religion on there. No. You will see all three, including the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? If they're the ones all sitting around this table telling us that we should fight amongst each other, but they're all sitting at the same table, like, you know, the Muslims, the Christians, the Jewish people, like they're all sitting at the same table. So who is really the enemy here, right? Like, that's the one thing where it goes back to the whole blaming, just like the people blame each other in religious things. So, yeah.
I have found some of those, I have to send it to you somewhere, but I have found some of those verses in the Talmud that are pretty disturbing and stuff like that. And what I think is that obviously there's always something that's like someone above that. But the problem I have is if you look, who's responsible for mass immigration, everyone is the J's. If you look in Pfizer, everyone that controls Pfizer is a J. Almost everyone is a J. People, the dual citizenship with Israel and Congress in the United States is like all of the, it all connects at least. And then I think that those people, a lot of them, aren't even religious. What's the guy that started Zionism? Theodore Herzl. He said he was an atheist. And then he was like, but we're doing this because God told me to. So like they contradict themselves all the time.
But before World War One, who made Israel? Like who signed so that would be a country?
The Rothschilds.
It wasn't. It was England.
Yeah. Oh, but there's people that point that the whole, this could be a topic for another day, but the British Empire is controlled by the U's. That's what people like to say, because this is with a Y, with the yes. Because if you look into this stuff, like even the Queen and the royal family was originally from Germany, and then they changed to like they were English all of a sudden, and like so everyone's being controlled by the same hidden hand. And I think that each religion is being used against each other. But I've looked in some of those verses in the Talmud, and they're there. So I'm always like, if you do believe in the Talmud, I do consider that they're evil, because some of that stuff is like really disgusting.
Okay, so then if you look at we can definitely go into another one, but Zoroaster and the reason why Judaism split in the past is if you look into Zoroaster and what they said that the people initially were worshiping was so far beyond disgusting that an Orthodox priest went separate and said, what these guys are teaching you is not Judaism. It's not anything to do. It's evil. And so he went and started Judaism, but that branch, that initial branch for the king that was let go by the Zoroasters, that is the hand that's playing. But in your hand, how many fingers are there? There's five, right? So you kind of have to I guess go a little bit deeper. I know a lot of people like to blame the Jays for absolutely everything, but that is kind of like the scapegoat for everybody, but that scapegoat also has a bunch of other things that are playing in the background. And the reason why I don't go into that is because you put more hate out there for people to then just point fingers instead of getting to the actual truth of who is controlling everything background.
We should at least acknowledge that they like there are certain people that have like is like that are part of the Jewish religion that have stated that they want to eradicate Europeans and the Samson option. If the Israel is threatened, they will literally nuke the entire world. And they've said this, that if their existence is threatened, then they will let off as many nukes as possible to destroy the world.
Dude, I totally get that, but that's just to rile people up. You know what I mean?
I agree. It's just scary though. Yeah, like if they're going to do that.
It's, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Like, you've got a lot of fundamentalists on all sides who absolutely 100% would, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But right now what they're trying to say is, oh, hey, if we point fingers at this group, right, then everybody will turn around and not even look at the truth and who's actually controlling and puppeteering the thing. Then, the you know, you've just gotten... then you've only gone to a certain level of awakening, you know what I mean, and finding out the truth. And that's why I kind of go, oh, okay, well, let's put everybody on the same like thing and then see who's behind it. That's kind of what I do.
No, but I agree. And that's why I like having these talks with you, is that we both we essentially meet in the middle. We may see things on different sides a little different, but we still agree on the main core of what we should be looking for and trying to figure out is actually find the truth, right? There's people in the chat saying exactly, and I agree. So let's get back into this. Saturn, as we said, has also been associated with Satan for numerous reasons. Many authors argue that the word Satan derives from the word Saturn. Second, Saturn is associated with the color black, as we said. Third is ancients considered Saturn to be the farthest planet from the sun, the latter, being associated with the principle of good. Note that Pluto was never considered a planet. Saturn is consequently the celestial body that is the less exposed to the sun, divine's light, and thus... associates with coldness. It's farthest away, right? Principle of evil. Finally, we talked about the god Pan, and being connected to Pan was composed of a creature with the upper of a human and the goat with horns. And then even you have Manly P. Hall talking about these depictions of the horns due to the representation of Saturn, the ruler of the house of Capricorn, which is a goat. Pan was the controlling spirit of the lower worlds. He was portrayed roaming through the forest, penis erect, drunk, and I get really horny, frolicking with nymphs and piping his way through the wild. We might say that he ruled the lower nature of man and its natural side, not unlike Satan. Despite acknowledging the association with evil, secret societies find that the veneration of Saturn necessary to obtain illumination. It is necessary for the counterpart of the principle of good. Masonic authors clearly associate Saturn with Satan. Saturn is the opposite to Jupiter. His symbol is the cross above the sign of Luna. He is Satan, the temper of the rather the tester. His function is to chastise and tame the unruly passions with the primitive man. And that's another Freemason. Evil principles of these fraternities of Saturn and the occult organization is based in Germany and openly embodies the hidden side of Saturn worship. And then it goes in the aspect of like the sex magics and the sexual aspects of the lodge work, or is some of the, like, it's even goes even darker and even satanic in the understandable in the light of, so if you have the light, there is the dark obviously also. And that's why you see a lot of the things of what they're doing to like, unalive people and come after them, because the opposite of life is death. So, and they worship death in some regard, I think. But you see this of them, and it's the idea of like connecting too much, which as a male, I've definitely done in my life, connecting too much to your, like, was the red chakra or whatever, more of like the sexualized chakra. And that's where all your energy is coming from. And then that's not good too, because it takes hold of the rest of your chakras or your brain. Right.
Like, exactly. Because all of your energy then flows downwards instead of upwards. Right. Because the crown, your head, is like the last chakra that's supposed to open up. And so if you focus on your red chakra, which is like the sexual organs, all of that energy flows downwards, not allowing you to think clearly or kind of engage in life in a more enlightened way as well. And so if we look at Saturn with like the seven rings, as I said, it's like the seven chakras. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at how long it takes for Saturn to orbit the sun once, it's generational, which is why most of these like elite or delete parasites have generational plans. Because they go based on Saturn's movement around the Earth, because when certain things align and planet-wise, certain prophecies open up and certain channels of energy open up, allowing them to actually fulfill their generational plans. Another thing.
And I think like, maybe not now as much, but women used to be more thought out, right? They're not looking for a partner based just on looks. They're also looking for intelligence and are they going to protect me and all that stuff. Where men often this is true, often go for appearance first and then figure out that maybe she's crazy or something, right? So like, and men, I feel like, are definitely more ruled from that chakra, because ours is like on the outside. It just, things just happen. You know what I mean? So like, you're just erect and all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, you know? So like, and people get ruled by that. Now we have the society that has been very subverted into like focusing mostly on those physical pleasures, you know?
Exactly. And I think it's a lot easier to turn men on to the physical aspect, as you said, because men are more visual, and then keep them in that lower chakra with Saturn, just because then they cannot move to a higher being of listening to their gut feelings like most women are. And then you get that differentiation. And then it's super easy to control the populace, especially if you have one gender that you can absolutely control, especially through like corn, you know what I mean? Actual corn. Corn and all of that stuff. And then kind of dilute society and the moral, I guess, foundation that people have set in other certain religious books.
And you see the cube everywhere. Australia, Denmark, Manhattan, like you see this everywhere. Even the apple, which is already the forbidden fruit and forbidden knowledge, they have a giant cube. These cubes are everywhere. Even the Twin Towers, it's an inverted cube now of where they the Twin Towers were. They made this monument and it's an inverted cube into the ground. All this does, I think, play a part. It's in Hellraiser. It's everywhere. You like, and you have it in Transformers. If you listen to the beginning talk, all movies, and you have it. That's why I'm saying this is, it could go pretty deep, and you know, could be multiple episodes if we chose to do it. But there is a lot of stuff, and then connected to, you know, like worshiping Baal and some of these more demonic entities, and using child sacrifice. And Moloch is connected to it also. You know, it's crazy. And so even this is interesting. So Elohim appears 2,500 times in the Old Testament, but is falsely translated in most versions. The fact of it, it means it's plural. Explains why the Genesis gods said to let us make man in our own image. It was gods, not God. So like, and that's true. Like, I truly believe that it's been misinterpreted. As stated, Elohim refers to gods or goddesses, as its singular form El serves as the prefix or suffix in the names of gods, people, and places, whence Emmanuel, Gabriel, Beth-El, even when Satan was one of the Elohim. This is from The Christ Conspiracy, the greatest story ever sold. Semitic civilizations refer to the god as El, who is the supreme deity and represents the black cube. This is why today when you get married before God. And the symbol of God is the ring, is one that puts it on each other's fingers. The ring of Saturn in the marriage phrases of one also begins to do with what we have to do with Saturn. This is from Jordan Maxwell. He's pretty in tune to this stuff. In astrology, Saturn and Satan is the cult of El. I actually have an episode, if we ever want to dive into that. I'm pretty sure I wrote an episode about the cult of El. It's interesting. And David Icke, I'm reading his book right now, and he talks about this kind of stuff. Each day of the week has its own meaning and significance. For the most obvious day is Sunday, that many people worship the sun god. Saturday, which is associated with Saturn worship. The Roman name Saturday, Saturn's day, no later than the second century for the planet Saturn, which controls the first hour of the day. For Jews and the Messianic and the seventh day Adventists, the seventh day of the week known as Sabbath, stretches from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday and the rest of this day. So you have all these connections. And then Pan again is a big point to this stuff. It's really, there's some weird stuff, because then you have like the New World Order, Nova Order, Sekarum, or I can't even pronounce that right now. It's too early. but then when people flip a coin, they will ask heads or tails. If the Pan is the god of Saturn, then why would this phrase, the man of the head and the tail of a goat? I never knew that. That's really weird.
That's actually interesting. I've never heard that either. Because now I'm wondering, you said cube, and then there you showed a picture of like some light coming out of a cube. I'm wondering, what if the cube on top of Saturn is actually a portal where energy is released, and CERN, being a ring, is what they're trying to mimic on Earth to harness the energy that Saturn gives without going through that entire like cycle and waiting for planets to be aligned in order for them to prophetically, you know, put their plans forward.
Yeah. Someone in the chat's like, too early. Need a coffee. This is making my brain hurt. Can we get the cute doggy back?
I'm like, which one? I've got three of them. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, so this might take us if you're down, maybe 15-20 more minutes to cover the rest of this, because I want to cover this correctly, so maybe we don't have to do this again, because it is a big subject. And all the, it's weird, even, you know, they have the Star of David, Star of Remphan, and then to end it on, I have something interesting that you'll find, and it's all in movies. Like, I could have bring up more and more images. It's in like the Saturn car. There's all these like companies that use Saturn. There's Nike with the swoop that represents Saturn. It is like, once you start to look at it, it is pretty crazy. And then obviously Saturday is the name after Saturn. The sixth planet is the sixth day of the week, and the six-sided pentagon and on the North Pole, 666, it represents the hexagram cube of the six-sided star. It's very like, there's 666 is like it everywhere. That's how people do point to it. It's in like buildings. I think it's in Congress. There's so many places where they have these weird little cubes. It's very weird. So some of these things, like Pan is the god of Saturn. Saturn is those truly, who are they giving energy to? We unknowingly see and use these symbols of Saturn in our everyday lives. First, you pay your tuition to get into a university, right? Where you they strip you of your intuition and give you an indoctrination. Then you receive a mass stars Masonic degree while wearing a Masonic mortar cap. The cap, even. that's funny. that's hilarious.
He's literally, I can't control this dog.
And they point to this too, that when you graduate, you're wearing this like black cube cat. Which is really weird. The cult of Saturn, black robes that become the alumni. Graduation means to, increment or retard the process. So as Jordan Maxwell says, the true meaning of graduation is gradual indoctrination. Stick a bunch of five-year-olds in a room of five-year-olds for a year, then a bunch of six-year-olds with six-year-olds and so on for 20 years until you're so indoctrinated that you give eventually you just repeat this indoctrination that you've been, and they've said this, right? When they took over the education system, right? Is they, how long will it take us to indoctrinate, I think it's 4 years, they'll be able to read, write, all that stuff. So they're like, what are we going to teach them? Everything about nothing. And then they learn that it will take about, I think they said 12 years, for them to fully indoctrinate people beyond, them questioning like anything. And you see this too, cause the Soviet Union did this too. They the KGB were doing experiments of how long it would take to brainwash people.
Yeah, and it's actually a generation, which is interesting. It takes a generation for Saturn to circle the sun.
Yeah, that's crazy. Our education systems will never teach us the true meaning of Saturn because our culture has been hijacked in order for us to unknowingly give our collective energy to Saturn. In modern times, these are still remnants of Saturn worship. And if anyone's wondering what's going on in the audio, the dog is going buck wild. It's also the symbolism that can be found in different aspects of society. While some of these connections may seem far-fetched or conspiratorial, they have captured the imagination of many. One of the interesting theories suggests that many of the U.S. presidents are directly related to King John of England, implying the bloodline connection that has allowed a secret group known as the Cult of Saturn to maintain control of society. I do have an episode that we could eventually do about the Cult of Saturn if you want. The theory suggests it's, I can send you the whole thing and maybe we can just break it down together and go kind of through it, because it's pretty interesting. I copy and paste it, then I just read things after. I find all these like sites that normal people could not find through like things like Brave and DuckDuckGo, is really try to dig for some of these sites, and I found a really good one. I don't want to give away my sources, but it's a good site. I can send you it. Tons of interesting articles. I think that's where I got this one from. This theory suggests that the cult ensures its own members hold positions of power and influence, enabling them to control, the world behind the scenes. Another, Another intriguing connection is that the link between Prince Charles and Vlad the Impaler, and me and my buddy Billy just covered Vlad the Impaler and kind of touched upon this stuff. The ruler of Romania. Some believe that Prince Charles and the descendant of Vlad the Impaler, adding to the idea that the powerful individuals have connections with these ancient astral lines, and it makes sense because he even bought the castle. Wherever he's doing there, like, you know, just walking around in the dark, and so, I don't know. It's so weird. He bought like Vlad the Impaler's castle, which is, I'm sure, would be pretty fun to hang out in, though.
Throw some parties, which include oil, baby oil, probably.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So true. You know, sticking stakes up people's asses and stuff, and all sorts of fun stuff. Obviously, in the Saturn's distance from the sun holds significant for those who worship it. Is believed to represent separation from divine light and the association with darkness and evil. Hence, why many secret societies and occult groups have used this symbolism in their practices. The black cube is another mysterious symbol that associated with Saturn. Found in various cultures and religions, including Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, it represents the influence on time, mortality, as we said. Also, the all-seeing eye with the secret societies in modern society is used. It's a prevalent symbol. You see it all over, and it's the symbol of constant surveillance and control, harking back to the idea the cult of Saturn has been influencing this world for a very long time. It's crazy. And then obviously you have the connection to the cult of El and their supreme deity so Saturn worship in society. Saturn worship is symbolized and has a profound impact on society. It has been incorporated into pop culture and corporate brandings in various ways. A notable example of Saturn's symbol is in the popular culture is found in Lord of the Rings series. The character Sauron of the Eye, right? Who seeks to rule Middle Earth, which is obviously associated with where we are, probably in our reality, right? I think he knew some stuff, J.R. Tolkien. I think he knew some stuff. I think he was involved with some cults and stuff.
100% He even said that he read the red book that tells you the truth of everything and where all of the religions came from. He said that there is a red velvet kind of book. And in that book, and that is where he kind of came up with all of the ideas to show us what he read in that book through metaphorical ways.
I would love to do cover some of that stuff. Like even at some point we cover like symbolism throughout movies and stuff like that. And the connections, I'm sure like if we dug deep enough, we could easily do an hour on Lord of the Rings. Right. So, and you see this obviously with he seeks to rule Middle Earth, often associated with Saturn worship. The one ring which Sauron uses to control others, interesting, can be seen as a representation of Saturn influence over time and power. Corporate logos often pay tribute. For instance, the Nike logo with the iconic swoosh symbolism is interpreted as representation of Saturn's rings. Similar with the circle with the horizontal lines, and the Nissan logo represents the Saturn symbol. The cross, where, like you said, when you open up a cube, it becomes a cross. Christianity is also connected with Saturn worship. When you unfold the cross, it forms a cube, or when it's unfolded. It's crazy. So Saturn worship has contributed to social division by promoting conflict. Symbolism in worship has been used to manipulate and control people by creating division based on beliefs and ideologies. The division serves the mysterious groups known as the Cult of Saturn, which aims to subjugate humanity and redirect our energy towards Saturn. There are claims that Charles Darwin, the father of the theory of evolution, was involved with Saturn worship. These claims suggest that his theories are a part of a larger plan by the Cult of Saturn to fuel modern atheist movements. And it's important to note that the empirical research and scientific evidence have been supported by Darwin's evolutionary theories. That is interesting. I'm sure he was involved in some shady shit.
Honestly, anyone that became famous in the sense of the way where like mainstream news media pushes them, I'm like definitely paid part of like some kind of cult to push and propagate certain information out there, like 100%. And Darwin was definitely one of them. You don't make the history books if you actually do something for humanity, kind of like Nikola Tesla, where they just wanted to like forget about him and then people keep him alive, not textbooks, not history. Yeah. Everybody goes to Edison, and that's because they don't really want the truth being told.
Edison was a piece of shit.
Oh, 100%.
And unfortunately, so was Why can't I think of his name? His fucking goofy hair. Relativity theory.
Einstein.
Einstein stole all of his shit. He literally stole all of his stuff.
Like, look at Bill Gates. The guy is known as everything. He did not invent anything. He stole everything and then just kind of knew how to market it to a bigger crowd.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name, but Einstein stole all of his stuff from some German dude and then claimed that he found it. And like all of his research, he just literally thieved from somebody else. And it's like,
yes, 100%.
So obviously they want to control a collective power and harness it for their own purpose. Certain organizations are doing this to keep attention on Saturn worship by incorporating Babylonian beliefs into the beliefs of the general public. And I feel like that's where you do see like, you know, some of the stuff with Baphomet and Satanism and transgenderism. Somebody in the chat was just saying that we should cover Lord of the Rings and J.R.R. Tolkien. I think at some point we should, for sure. I think
that definitely would be an interesting one to just go step by step and decode the entire movie.
Give me an excuse to watch it again. At least the Lord of the Rings. Like the Hobbit was okay. I watched them not long ago and watched them all in succession because it's when Hollywood was still kind of like. They're obviously always been trying to show us stuff, but they're good movies in my opinion, especially the first three of like the Lord of the Rings series. They're fun and there's a lot of occult symbolism in them too. If you pay attention, it's I think it's in everything. So obviously they're like, as we said, they're trying to control everything. Now I just want to break down just slowly a little bit of just about the Black Cube. The Black Cube, this symbol has been used throughout history and its association with Saturn. The Black Cube, and Saturn refers to the powerful god who ruled over Atlantis. And then you see this in cultures, like we said, all over the world. Taking a step further, NASA's photographs reveal a fascinating hexagonal storm that is on Saturn, a cube-like shape at Saturn's north pole. It's an extraordinary feature that adds to the intrigue and symbolism that's associated with the Black Cube. And then the Black Cube's religious practices are deep-rooted in the and extensively across various cultures. It is believed that it is used for power and the influence of Saturn. Moreover, the cube carries connotations of esoteric knowledge and secret teachings. There is beliefs in the existence of a secret group, as we said, called the Cult of Saturn, which allegedly safeguards ancient knowledge and engages in black magic. It is said that the worship of Saturn and the Black Cult, the Black Cube cult, aligns with Saturn's aim to control and dominate humanity and redirect all energy towards Saturn. Crazy too. Like, and it, I don't know. You see it everywhere. Like, it is everywhere. Right. And like, it
that is interesting because everything is about energy exchange. Right. Yeah, and I've done a lot of videos on that on my page about energy exchange. And so there is a certain energy shift when certain planets are in different alignment. And I have a feeling that Saturn might actually have the highest, we should look into the scientific aspect of this to see if it has the highest, I guess, pull on the Earth, because a lot of different planets and gravitational pulls have different, effects on Earth down here, whether even if it's minute, and a lot of people notice it, like during the full moon, a lot of people are like, oh no, that's just a myth. But if you actually look at the statistics during full moons, a lot of people go insane and the hospitals are the busiest, you know what I mean?
There's more crime, there's more assaults, even animal behavior changes. It is really weird. There's a whole talk that David Icke does about this stuff. And I love when people are like, he's a disinformation agent. He's woken more people up that I know of anybody else in the truther community. So even if he is disinformation, I don't know, he's almost lost like everything and went bankrupt and stuff like that. So and he's been kicked out of so many countries. I do tend to lean towards that he is at least trying to awaken people and show them the truth. But he talks about, essentially, like, he's saying that, like, Saturn is connected to the moon, the Saturn-moon matrix, and the moon is kind of like a speaker, so to speak. It amplifies the energy from Saturn and is used as almost like it projects some of Saturn's energy onto the planet. And he explains why this is. And then it influences some behavior, the tides, all that stuff. And it's actually all coming from Saturn and where he believes a lot of the reptilians are stationed. Because just because we see it like it's this planet, planet, even Venus. There's people that claim that there's people living on, there's entities living on Venus. But even though we see it as this like molten, like on fire, whatever, right? Planet. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how to explain this, but that on a different reality, it looks different than what we perceive it as. So it's being used.
That is an interesting theory. You know why? Because there's so many conspiracy theories that the moon is just a satellite where we're being observed and it is being reflected, because there's no way the sun could just make the moon the actual reflective thing. There's a lot of aspects of that that don't make sense. And so that would actually make sense. And why the like Saturn being evil and fear and all of that stuff would be amplified during full moons, and why they want us on Earth to be fearful, have negative thoughts, because negative energy is a lot stronger than love. Like it is a lot more amplified. And so if it is amplifying it back, like to Saturn, that actually makes sense to make some of the prophetic things that they want to come true on Earth, so that it could further feed Saturn in our negative energies.
And I do think there's like ancient deities or whatever, or like reptilians, or just dark, I don't know, dark, these energy, I don't know, they like energy vampires, and they I do think they suck up our energy. I think that is possible. So in conclusion, exploring the worship of Saturn in the Black Cube uncovers fascinating networks of ancient beliefs and this modern manifestations. It serves as a reminder of the hidden forces and plans that shape our world. By questioning, seeking knowledge, and striving for personal ascension, we can achieve spiritual liberation. Take the opportunity to educate yourself on these captivating subjects, and the more we learn, the better equipped we are to navigate through this world and make informed decisions. Remember, the power to break free from the lies within each of us. It lies within each of us. Let's embrace personal ascension and consciousness as we uncover the truth of Saturn worship and the Black Cube. Together, we can unearth the truth and create a brighter future for ourselves and all of humanity. It's time to take action and reclaim our power. So to end this on, well, we can kind of just talk about this slightly after. So this is supposedly sounds that they captured from Saturn. Isn't that weird?
That is insane. Like, that is crazy cool. Sorry, I was trying to get my microphone away from her breathing. And this is why I don't do videos in my house ever. I just do it in my car, because like you cannot get away from them. Like they'll open, she knows how to open doors. So there's no point in having doors. And so
that's it's all insane. Good. We'll make work what we can. That's not a dog. That's a small horse.
It actually is. She's 130 pounds and like literally just like pulls me everywhere, but she's just a big giant baby right now. Like this is her, like just big baby.
That's so funny. That's creepy though, and it sounds like screaming and all sorts of like, just it sounds evil. I don't know how else to describe it. It does sound evil.
That's insane. It's insane that they got that sound, and I know that sound in movies has been used for horror like sounds. Oh, you know what I'm trying to say? So,
Who knows what it's doing to us subconsciously, because there is, you know, certain hertz of music that can subliminally brainwash you or just influence your mind. So who knows? I think this was a good introduction to Arcane Cast. This will be on its own RSS feed. Everybody that hears this on my side of the show, especially on audio, once this comes out, at least on audio, subscribe to it. Everybody watching, give me about a day, and then it's going to be up on its own RSS feed, and then you can follow that wherever you listen to podcasts. And then I think I'm going to release all the episodes that we have done together, even on my show, just so we have a foundation for the at least audio listeners. And then it will also have its own Rumble and its own YouTube. But for now, I think we should build up an episode or two, and then I already have the YouTube and the Rumble ready. You can find it if you look up Arcane Cast, but they'll just be there won't be any videos or anything yet. But I'll be releasing that probably this week. And then we kind of are going to start a journey, maybe once a month, doing this and diving into some occult magic and theories and conspiracy theories. And there's a lot of stuff, because I have some pretty good websites that I could send you that break down a lot of this interesting stuff. So
awesome. I am so down. I hope everybody enjoyed our little talk today. Yes. And hopefully we'll get into more detail next time and more interesting subjects as they come.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, everybody support the show, support Strange Brew Podcast, support you, support everybody. You know, you can find my music on all music platforms under the Raptilian. And then Strange Brew has also got a lot of crazy things coming. We're going to go down some very controversial roads on that show, because I can't help but wanting to dive into some of the stuff that's happening in the world right now. So support, 5-star, like, share, review, all that stuff. Subscribe to the Rumble on both ends. Support Rumble as a platform in general, and then YouTube is YouTube. And yeah, guys, everybody, stay arcane, I guess, instead of stay strange.
We wander this existence seeking the truth, forbidden like Eve eating the fruit. Knowledge they won't teach you in schools, hidden beneath, deeper than roots, buried in dirt, rise like a phoenix from under the earth. A spark from a flame is all that it takes, and dark days pass. Escape from the Matrix with Arcane Cast.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money at Menards. It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save